Switzerland is home to the European headquarters of the United Nations, but it's not a member of the organization. This weekend, though, the Swiss are voting on whether to join the world body. Results are expected tomorrow. When the Swiss last held a referendum on UN membership in 1986, not one of the country's cantons voted yes. But as Emma Jane Kirby reports from Geneva, this time the vote is much closer.
In October 1945, as much of the world rushed to sign the newly drawn-up UN Charter, Switzerland kept its pen firmly in its pocket. The Swiss feared that signing the Global Pact would mean signing away its treasured neutrality. More than 50 years later, many Swiss people, such as Pierre Schifferli from the right-wing People's Party, still hold such views.
History teaches us to be careful and not to join big alliances, especially military alliances. And we have seen that the United Nations, in a way, has developed as a military organization. More and more operations are conducted, of course, by the United States and its allies, but under the umbrella of the United Nations. When Mr. Bush says, we are the good, the other side is the evil, and everybody has to be with us, otherwise you are against us. Sorry, we are neutral, we remain neutral, and this has to be accepted.
But the Swiss government believes it's high time for Switzerland to join the United Nations. François Nordmann, the Swiss ambassador to the UN, believes that there's nothing in the UN's charter which might prevent Switzerland's accession.
We have a very clear view on neutrality, and we feel that neutrality is perfectly compatible with membership of the UN. Nobody, even in the field of sanctions, because when the United Nations, which are now universal, are applying sanctions, they are just implementing international public law and not waging war according to the law of neutrality.
For the past few weeks, Swiss radio and television broadcasts have been dominated by predictions about which way the impending referendum will go. Jörg Bissinger, reporter with Radio Suisse Romande, says the vote is less about Switzerland's relationship with the rest of the world than about the image Swiss people have of themselves and the one they want to cling to.
United Nations is just a club to which everybody belongs, except just Switzerland. Now, not to go in means that you are different from all the others. Neutrality was and is still this religious dogma. We are an exception in the world.
The Swiss have a history of humanitarian activism.
This is the first area talking about preserving and saving life.
Geneva is the headquarters of the International Committee of the Red Cross, and with donations of around nearly $300 million per year to various UN aid agencies, Switzerland is one of the biggest funders of UN humanitarian activities. Ambassador François Nordmann claims that by becoming a full member of the UN, Switzerland could increase its political and diplomatic force.
We need this new field of action to present our views and to be able to defend our interests and to project our values.
But not everyone can envisage such international harmony. Pierre Schifferli of the right-wing People's Party think many people will vote no because they feel the UN is dominated by the US.
There is some bad feeling here in Switzerland about the United States because of the campaign which was launched against Switzerland between 95 and 99 regarding so-called Holocaust funds and Nazi gold and all these stories. And the Swiss people have considered they have been indeed the victims of a defamation and slander campaign which originated in the US. So there is really a lot of bad feeling about that here in Switzerland. We know that the UN now is really largely influenced by the foreign policy of the United States. So a lot of people here consider that their vote against the UN is a vote against the United States.
Such sentiment finds its support in rural areas, mainly in the German and Italian-speaking cantons, while the French-speaking cantons lean towards a yes vote. To win approval, the referendum must be endorsed by majority of voters nationwide and by majority of Switzerland's 26 cantons. For NPR News, this is Emma Jane Kirby in Geneva.